The body that monitors healthcare has again stressed the need for immediate action to tackle overcrowding at University Hospital Limerick. Representatives from the Health Information and Quality Authority were before the Oireachtas Health Committee to answer questions about their report on hospitals in the Midwest. That report presented three options for tackling the long-standing problem: an expansion of capacity at UHL, the development of a second site nearby, or the provision of a second emergency department in the region. The chief executive of HICWA, Angela Fitzgerald, told the committee that they've been very clear about the need to act now.
So whether it's option A or B, I think we're very clear that there's a need for investment now. We very much welcome that the beds have opened and that we can see already, and I think one of the deputies mentioned it already, the immediate impact on trolleys. So I think it shows the relationship between capacity and demand. In terms of the current gap, when these beds have been opened, I think we're looking at a gap of 90 based on current demand. I think the challenge is that the 96 in terms of the timeline because of planning means that it's longer than we'd like. So I think it underlines the need to progress with the next 100 beds that are required. I think in terms of option A, we're very clear that building now to meet current demand and building on the plan that's already there in terms of the next 100 beds is essential.
Angela Fitzgerald of HICWA. Despite the opening of that new unit, hardly a day passes without UHL having the highest number of people waiting for admission. The region's TDs and senators have written to the Minister for Health, urging her to put plans in train for the development of a new hospital. Maurice Quinlivan, Sinn Féin's TD for Limerick City, is on the Health Committee and he joins us now from Leinster House. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Rachel.
It was clear that HICWA feels a decision needs to be made sooner rather than later. What do you think that decision should be?
Yeah, look, I welcome very much the report that was done. It was a comprehensive report, but it had three options in there, as you outlined. Option A, which is build additional capacity on UHL sites. We're doing that at the moment, but not anywhere near the numbers we need or the speed that needs to be done at. Option B is to develop a second site, which would be adjacent to or near to UHL. Now, they didn't confirm that. It could be 10 minutes drive away. They were saying at the committee this morning where that could be. And then option C was the developing a new Model 3 hospital in the Midwest region. Now, myself and my own party, Sinn Féin, we support option A, B and C, get them together. So we're saying do option A and B immediately, which is delivering the capacity at UHL, next to UHL, whilst at the same time we start developing option C. Look, the 96-bed unit that was opened recently did have an impact, but unfortunately we're creeping back up to where we were. For instance, there was 82 people on trolleys today, there was 96 people on trolleys yesterday, and as you said, we always have the highest number of people on trolleys in the state. It's simply not good enough, and we can get lost in the figures. You know, for instance, up to date in 2025, 20,473 people have been on trolleys at UHL. And when somebody's on the trolley, that means they're at the hospital and they're deemed in need of a bed, but there's no bed available. So we can't simply wait for the government plan, which will not deliver the number of beds we need. They're literally 100 short in UHL as it is.
Mm-hmm. The problem, though, with option C, a new emergency department in what would effectively be a new hospital, is that it would take a very long time and would be enormously expensive.
Yeah, well, I don't think, in fairness, the Midwest region and all the stats would say this have been discriminated against for years. We have been left in a situation, especially since the closure of the three emergency departments, it's the Johns, Nina and Ennis. We have been left floundering and with people, hundreds of people sometimes, on trolleys in an impossible situation, impossible for the staff who are working there and doing their best in the situation, and impossible for families. And I'm always conscious when I talk about the hospital in Limerick. People have died unnecessarily in the hospital in Limerick, and we're all acutely aware of that. Reports have told us that. But we need to deliver capacity, and there's three options there. We need to do A and B today and work on option C. So I don't think the cost should be the problem for the Midwest region. We have been left behind before. We're the only region without a second Model 3 hospital, and that is impacting on patient delivery and the care that people in Limerick and the Midwest both need and deserve.
As was pointed out, though, at the committee meeting this morning, a growing population across the country means that the Midwest won't be alone in facing a shortage of hospital beds, so other areas will also be seeking more resources.
That's very true, and it shouldn't be us and them against, you know, Midwest against any other region, Southeast or whatever. What we're saying is the people in the Midwest have been left behind. We have the highest number, we have the busiest emergency department in the whole state. We have a massive catchment area, 400,000 people depending on the hospital. There is nowhere else in the state we have that. UHL and the group and the area, whether that's in Limerick, Clare or North Tipperary, we need a second two hospital to be delivered. But at the same time and immediately, we need to be looking in options A and B, and that's delivering capacity in UHL, extra capacity in UHL, and a capacity adjacent to UHL. For instance, we're building a 96-bed unit in UHL, another one. That won't be delivered until 2029, and I do firmly believe if government intervention, if they were serious about this, they could do that about two years to 18 months quicker. And he should be doing that.
Maurice Quinlivan of Sinn Féin, thank you for joining us from our Leinster House studio this afternoon. We'll have more for you on the News at One, including Catherine Connolly's first full day in office.